playing rock guitar. We kick off hour number three of the program. We never got back into the rest of the Tennessee football lines for this season.
I read through them. What more did you want to talk about? Okay, good.
Well, you had South Carolina's a pick'em and Florida's a pick'em.
Yes.
That's all I really remember.
What was 10-point dogs to Bama, Oklahoma, and Georgia.
So all those teams are just the same, huh? Oklahoma, Alabama, Georgia.
I would say Bama and Georgia. Well, I don't know. You got Bama at home.
We're here for Bama, right? Yeah. So Bama's maybe a little better than Georgia and Oklahoma, who are the same.
Yeah.
I can believe that, I guess.
Butch thought that was a good song.
You play it all the time. You think it's a good song. It's catchy.
It wasn't good in the at the time. Like
no, it's become I it's don't like so bad. It. It's so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with
it's
you.
Kind of like me and when I play Creed. Mm.
Creed's got some good songs, man. So does Nickelback. So does Avril Lavigne. It's okay. You can be stinky and have good music. It's okay.
So what does Phil still have as our record if we split the pick'ems?
8-4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes – okay, if we split the pick'ems, yeah. So you could assume –
like we lose to Florida, beat South Carolina.
Yeah. And so then you're at the three losses.
What everybody else is thinking.
Is it 10 for Georgia, Alabama, and Oklahoma?
Mm-hmm. We started the segment with that.
So, you know, that would mean there's a...
I was listening to the song.
If we win both those pick'ems...
9-3. Yeah. Ball bounces the right way. Maybe get to 10-2.
If we win all our games, we go undefeated.
It's math.
Can someone check that? Is that right?
I'm not positive about that. I was trying to find it, but there was really no... There's nothing... like concrete about that.
There's no blog post title that Will could find with that.
I'll write one.
If we go undefeated,
we'll win all our games, we'll go undefeated.
I hate this show.
What?
I'm just kidding. Remember?
That one hurt my feelings.
It's a joke, Will. I'm sorry.
Doesn't exist.
So we get to play the games.
Oh, come on. It's Optimism Tuesday. We're playing the games. We just don't know which games or where or how many.
I remember I'd played 7th grade football, had a pretty good season, getting ready for 8th grade year.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, up on the big, you know, the they called it A and B team. So in 7th grade, I played on the B team, mostly 7th graders. It was mostly all 7th graders, and then I'm mostly all 8th graders playing the A team. So we're on the A team. First game of the season. It's a home game. Other team shows up. Get all ready to go. Start warming up, going through warm-ups.
It's better be good.
And then they were like, we got to warm up some more. They're going to have to push kickoff back a little bit. And I realized there's no referees. So the receivers, like, we keep running more and more routes. Like, kind of getting tired of running so many routes out here, trying to get ready for this game. Still no referees. Cancel the game. Never got to play it. Referees never showed up. Other team had showed up. Cheerleaders had showed up. Nothing.
I feel like
just had to go back in the locker
room. Is this a metaphor for what's about to happen to us?
Take off all of our stuff.
No decision makers?
Go home. And from that day forward, I said, I would rather lose than not get to play. Mm. You deal with that a lot in, like, you know, outdoor, like, base, like, weather sports where you can just get canceled. You know, golf, lightning a lot that time of year, tennis, can't play in the rain, slick courts, baseball, you know. Football, usually, you at least finish, like, we had the lightning delay in that West Virginia game we're talking about. But very rarely is the game just completely canceled or moved for weather. I mean, it happens occasionally, I guess.
Hurricane season.
Yeah. Fake hurricane season and real hurricane season.
Even then, they try to play it sometimes, like that NC State game.
Yeah, in the monsoon.
Notre Dame, right? Was NC State Notre Dame?
No, that was Clemson and Notre Dame is the game you're thinking about with all the rain.
I'm pretty sure
I thought it was NC State Notre Dame. There was like was 3 inches of water on the field.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of something different. Clemson and Notre Dame played
a rain game.
Yeah, I mean, it was when they got the stop. Clemson got the stop on the goal line.
Remember LSU second half when we got screwed because our offensive possession was in like the worst rain, and then it kind of dried out when they got the ball.
No, they kicked Miami. They kicked the ball, and you couldn't even see it.
Was that the game the power went out?
It just landed.
It was Notre Dame. Apparently, I think they had another one several years back with Miami and NC State, which would make sense.
NC State won 10-3.
When they're like, there was fog in Foxborough one time so bad, like, they could play, but you couldn't really see it very well because the cameras couldn't, like, the players were okay seeing the passes and stuff, but the camera just couldn't, you know, they had to go to kind of a closer shot.
Hurricane Matthew.
Tropical storm Todd.
Just saying.
What are you saying?
I'd rather us have a bad season than have no season. I know people disagree with that, but I'd rather take the risk.
Are there people who would disagree with that?
I don't know. I'm sure there are some. There's people who disagree with everything. So you can basically just say that anytime.
Could guarantee me the NFL, I would probably rather take no college football than a bad Tennessee year.
But you don't know it's going to be a bad year. You kind of get to separate those two decisions. Like, you get to kind of make it as an omnipresent being, and then you get to live it.
But then you're ultimately saying
that you have hope for a good season.
But then the question at the beginning is just, do you want football or not? And yeah, I'm going to say yes, I want college football.
Me too.
If you can promise me all pro sports, I'd take no college sports, but I don't. I'd rather just let it play out.
Have you seen people like kind of in Philly's camp? Like, oh, can't wait for COVID to cancel the season. Then JG gets another year. You got to wait a whole
year. Well, he's not going pro, so where else would he go?
For another JG season. 2021, JG's last final go-round.
You're going to get it one way or the other.
Yeah, but they just have to wait a whole
year. I'd rather just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off.
Think about what Jim Chaney could do with another offseason with JG.
More time to develop.
If he puts on that much more weight again, he ain't playing quarterback.
Moving to tight end.
Not fast enough.
Left tackle.
Dual threat. This has been uplifting. I appreciate you guys. It's been a great Tuesday.
JG just can't win, poor guy.
What the hell? What are you talking about?
No, I didn't mean you heard that one way. I meant it a completely other way. I mean, like, even like, I didn't mean he can't win football games. I mean, he can't win like public opinion. Like, he can't win, you know, like, he can't. Like, he did some good things last year and didn't get any credit for it.
I got you.
You literally took it literal, which I get. That's fine. It's just funny how you can say it.
Poor guy.
JG can't win. I was like, what are you talking about? They won all their games last
year. I was like, man, Nate's over here like, yeah, 8-4, 9-3. JG can't win. I was like, what the hell?
No, I just mean he can't win.
No, I got it. I was just wondering what happened to you all of a sudden. But now I understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never do that again.
People just don't want to see him. Was it Matt who said, even if he's playing well, I just don't want to see him? Like, he's like, Matt, JG's our best option today. I don't care. Like, I don't give up. Just give me the lesser option. Give me the sucky guy.
Why does it hit that point?
I don't know. We haven't even played a game yet.
It's like Dasani water.
We don't even have the fake practice reports to go off of that say he looks like $1 million or that Harrison Bailey can really, you know.
Hum that tater.
I mean, this is the point where we're usually sitting here still recapping the orange and white game. It's like, yeah, pretty good orange and white
10
game.
10 for 10. Quentin Dormady, 10 for 10. Was that Killer Chris? I can't remember.
That's Dormady.
All right.
Hey, both.
He was elite in that game.
Elite. We're coming out of media days, right? Or we're in media days.
This should have been media day week. They canceled virtual media days. They weren't the only one to do that.
I don't
But now they're having all these series of meetings.
In person.
Yeah, like, what, couldn't you?
I don't know.
I think they're really trying to hammer out, like, all right, we have to beat or meet this criteria of standards in order to play at this point, this point, this point, and just really, obviously there's going to be some flexibility there, but as far as their meeting yesterday, which there have not been that many reports to come out as far as everything that was discussed. Obviously, we understand it was about having football in the fall, but I don't know. I guess at this point, like, I mean, you've seen the Big Ten and the Pac-12 go ahead and say, yeah, we're doing a conference-only schedule. I guess no news is to be looked at as good news at this point.
Yeah, we said that earlier. We've come full circle, I guess. Now we just wait.
Iowa State athletic director Jamie Pollard says no fall sports would cost Iowa State $40 million. That's Iowa State.
Yeah.
Is that including the reduction they've already taken for some of their coaches' salaries?
I don't think so, because they said if they had another number.
No, that's a different number. Since the start of the pandemic through forward rating this through August 23rd, the revenue losses and costs at the university are $73 million. With nothing making money.
Yikes.
Cancel the season.
Can't do it. I mean, they
can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You can't cancel. If you want to go no fans, that's fine. You can't cancel it.
I still haven't given my Optimism Tuesday story yet.
Oh, sweet. We'll come back with that. Can't wait. We need the level. We need to rise.
It's not really that.
It's not optimistic.
It's like.
Is this clickbait?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I wouldn't view it that way, but yeah.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville.
The song goes out to you, JG.
Is this the Karate Kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched it with the kids the other day. They loved it.
It's a good flick.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
It's a classic.
It is.
Yeah. Will's probably never seen it.
Which one? Oh, God. I've seen all of them. Psych. No, wait. No, I've seen all of them. It was meant to be a psych before I've seen all of them. Never mind. I have seen all of them. I just messed up the joke.
Okay. The original.
No, you said which one? Psych. I've seen them all. You got it right.
No, I said I've seen them all, psych.
Whatever.
Doesn't matter. But yes, I've seen all of them.
The Karate Kid. The original.
I've seen the original. I've seen the one with the female. I've seen Jaden Smith. Yeah, I mean,
My son was wowed. In the wax on, wax off scene. Because you've heard people say that before, but you've never seen the movie.
Yeah, it's cool watching a bunch of old movies. Mm-hmm. And then, like, picking up on phrases that you've heard your whole entire life and now realize it comes from movies.
Yeah. I went back and watched. I hadn't seen the original Beverly Hills Cop in a long, long time. And I went back and watched it, and it's amazing how many things daily I say that I just remember from that movie that I had forgotten were in that movie.
That's Farley, right?
Nope.
Different movie?
You're thinking of Beverly Hills Ninja.
No, now I feel really stupid.
It's Eddie Murphy.
I'm sorry.
Nick Nolte.
No, that's 48 Hours.
It's Gary Busey.
I don't know what that one is.
I was joking the first time with the Nick Nolte. Gary Busey is in Beverly Hills Cop.
I don't think he is. I'm fairly certain he's not. You're thinking of him in Lethal Weapon. Right? Gary Busey's not in Beverly Hills Cop.
Not seeing him on the cast here.
Because he's not in it.
Google.
Nick Nolte is 48 Hours and another 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy. I don't even know if I could name another person in Beverly Hills Cop. It's guys you'd recognize. It was the close talker from Seinfeld. I forget his name. What movie were you thinking of with Gary Busey?
I don't even know at this point.
Point Break?
Nope. I know he's in Point Break.
I've never seen that one. Wait, is that skydiving?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I saw it on TV one time. I don't remember the story, though. I just recognize the title.
Tim tweets in and says, the way you guys are going this morning, optimism will be, hey, guys, good news. College football's canceled. I blame them, Tim. This ain't on me. It's sitting on me. Came in. I was very excited. You guys have beat me down.
Beverly Hills Cop had Axel Foley.
Turn your mic off.
But wait, he's got an optimistic story he had to share.
Who?
Davey.
Oh, yeah. Share your optimistic story.
All right. Enough of me just giving terrible references as far as movies that don't have actors in them. But, okay, the story I wanted to get to is something that is very interesting. David Ubben of The Athletic, good friend of the show, we've had him on. He posted this article that relates to the contracts that Tennessee has opponents signed for non-conference games. And obviously, we have been talking about the Big Ten, the Pac-12 going conference only, but when it comes to a money standpoint, what is that going to mean for these schools that you look at, or FCS schools or group of five schools, and those games are canceled where they're expecting to actually come in to, we'll say, Arkansas State, go to Michigan and make $1.6 or $1.8 million to play those games. Well, with that canceled, that opens up a lot of situations where court filings will be had and the legal battles will be something that will probably play out for a while. Fortunately for Tennessee, someone in their general counsel's office was very smart, looked ahead, and in the contracts that Tennessee has created for games this year, such as Charlotte, Troy,
Furman.
I don't know if they listed the – yeah, Furman was listed as far as the amount of money that they have coming in here. But because this attorney decided to use the word pandemic in the – if you've been listening to the show, I kind of refer to it as the act of God clause, which is a force majeure or majeure. I don't know exactly how to say the last word. I should, but it's basically impossibility. So if the game cannot be played, this clause relieves both parties of any legal obligations. So per Ubben's article, Tennessee was very thoughtful in how they constructed this contract, and it could save Tennessee $3.2 million, which obviously we would rather have the games just take place. But when you're looking at something that a lot of these other schools at the Power Five ranks do not have within their contracts, this is something where we talk about Tennessee usually getting screwed over on contracts all the time. Like, that's been a kind of a big talking point the last decade. This is one of those situations where Tennessee is one of the few that would not have to pay because of how they worded the contract. So let's see here. Charlotte was set to make, or let's see here, held liable for $1.4 million to Troy, $1.3 million to Charlotte, and $500,000 to Furman. So that adds up to $3.2 million. Mm. But basically, just because of this clause, Tennessee would be on the positive side. And Ubben got a DM from an attorney, and this is kind of like what led him to start, I believe, the article, but it says, this attorney DM'd and said, I do commercial real estate law for a living. When all of this hit, I looked through hundreds of leases and other agreements for clients to determine options. In my estimation, around 2% of the agreements I reviewed with FM clauses included the words pandemic or pestilence. Someone in UT's GC office deserves a raise.
So we did something right.
We did.
Tennessee Athletics.
So that's the optimistic part. The pessimistic part is they're only going to save those $3.2 million if we don't play those games.
I think you're only going to save that money if you don't play any games. How can you say, yeah, Furman, you can't
play,
but we're going to play South Carolina?
We talked about that yesterday. I think that's fascinating.
When they were, like, I mean, within an hour and a half of each other? Like, that doesn't make any sense. So
I'm not saying it was good job on the contract. Good job on putting the word in there. But the reality is, there's still going to be. Like, that's to your point. Like, if you said we're just, it's not safe to play any game at all. We're not playing. Pandemic, okay. Mm-hmm. But if you're willing to play some games, except the ones you have to pay for, Yeah, it would look bad. Well, which is the issue we have with the Big Ten.
And it goes to a whole thing, too, of like, with the schools, they're not necessarily the ones making the decision with the Big Ten, obviously. I mean, I have a feeling like Kevin Warren at least talked to the presidents and the athletic directors to try to get an overall feeling for what would be the best move for the Big Ten. But, I mean, those schools are likely to still be on the hook. And even if, let's say, they do win the lawsuit and basically it's impracticable for really those games to come, mm-hmm. because if you look at it from a testing standpoint, which is what I believe the main argument would be, it's like if these schools can't provide the same ability when it comes to testing, then that's why we didn't play them. But obviously,
well, and if Sankey says he's going, you know, we're going conference only, it's not the university, it's not Tennessee's fault that they can't play Furman in that case. So
yeah,
would
it's
it just
an overarching body?
Yeah, what's what I'm saying, but would the SEC then be accountable? They would be,
well,
right? It's like, okay,
they could for
you canceled
they
these games, but
be.
You guys got TV revenue, so just pay us something.
I mean,
from
if,
that.
If I'm the school, I would attach the SEC and having to
I would too.
Front some of the money. But at least in Tennessee's situation, I mean, these schools could still sue Tennessee, but it's likely to be thrown out, and it's not going to be a lengthy battle like you would see with a lot of these other schools. Because it's like, listen, guys, you signed the contract. We clearly stated if there's a pandemic, we're not liable here. And I think, I mean, if you look at Oklahoma is supposed to be paying us $400,000 to come out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically just like covering the cost. We're not making money, so to speak. That's probably just to cover travel, hotels, food, everything like that.
But
it's like a break-even trip.
But I believe if one team breaks the breaks the agreement, there's a $1 million damage clause in there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot, and, like, we could sit here and speculate, but there's really no point in us kind of, like, trying to go around all of that for the meantime.
Yeah, no, Sankey said, what, late July? So in the next 2 weeks, we should know something, maybe? Maybe? Hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Story of 2020. IMO.
Hurry up and wait. We'll come back with more. Hour 3 rolls on here live from the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville.
Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little.
Where do people find cake?
You know that's not what I meant.
I don't know
everything
what you meant.
Everything is cake. Have you not followed along on social media this week? Everything is cake.
I thought that was the thing. Like, I'm, no. I was going to have you educate me, Will.
What do you mean, where do you find cake?
You just said you're, so I've said I only eat cake when I go to birthday parties because that's the only time I ever see cake. So are you going to a ton of birthday parties or do you just have cake? And if so, where do you find all of this cake that people are getting besides going and buying one at a bakery?
They bake them?
Them at like a grocery store, and you can even get cake mix to make your own cake. There's a lot of options
there. Yeah, I know, but do you go out and like you just have a hankering for some cake and you go, hey, like it's not my birthday or anything, but you don't write anything on the cake, no frosting or anything, just give me a cake.
Yeah, I mean, I've made cakes before, but I don't just go out and buy a birthday cake.
There's a market down the street that serves cake by the slice from my house. It's Magpies. They buy slices of, or maybe whole cakes, and then they sell them by the slice. Carrot cake, cheesecake, chocolate
cheesecake.
I mean, that makes sense. Cheesecake is
custard,
the most overrated thing
pie.
Ever.
No, it's not. Cheesecake's good.
You don't even like cheese, Davey. Do you like cheesecake?
Not just regular, but if it's like got like a chocolate kind of flavoring, or it's covered with like other types of toppings to kind of just take out the cream cheese flavor, then yeah, I'll eat it.
So it's the flavor of cheese, not the cheese itself?
Well, usually with cheese, it's more of a texture thing for me.
I got you. No, but I've just never encountered cake in the wild. It's always been at a set experience.
I mean, yeah, you're not just going to go out into the woods and find some cake.
Today we're stalking cake.
There's no cake in
Alone. Wait, there's no cake in Alone?
There's no cake in Alone.
We have found the cake's lair.
Cake-free zone.
Cake's lair.
It was like sleeping bag, tarp, pocket knife, cake, pot, pans.
There was like, you could take like bars. They had bars, right? Like cake bars.
Oh, I have bars.
Well,
it was a joke.
I know what it was.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't cake per se. But you could take like a...
I thought it was like beef jerky and stuff.
Yeah, beef jerky. They had like the raisins, nuts, M&M's mix.
Why is beef jerky so expensive?
Also overrated.
I think it's properly rated. I think it's a good snack. It is way too expensive, and I don't understand it. I mean, it's not like it's high quality, you know, steak.
Well, it could be. You don't know. It's just jerkied, so it doesn't taste or feel.
You're not going to jerky a filet mignon, Will.
I mean, they could. That's why the prices are so high.
They're not using, well, it ain't the good stuff. I mean, I don't know, the process? Maybe the preservatives are expensive? What are your thoughts on that, Nate? You a big jerky guy?
Nah. I mean, I eat it sometimes, but not very much.
My dad has
You can bring 1 pound of flour in alone, so...
You bake your own cake.
Just find some quail eggs. And
a cow to milk.
Yeah. And
some sweet
sap.
What
else goes in?
Maybe honey.
What goes in?
You find a beehive. Honey.
Icing. You find some icing.
What was that?
It's in the Arctic.
Find icing.
It's not just ice.
We found the cakes home.
Icing can't be far behind.
Like, you, instead of finding bear scat, you just find little piles of icing. Like, oh, the cake is near.
You can use anything that washes up. You know, a big cake container might go down.
I found the cake trail.
Yeah. Why do you think they call it frosting and icing? It grows in cold climates that people don't go often.
My head hurts.
Probably from how cold it is.
What two food items would you bring? 2 pounds of beef jerky.
I don't think I think I said I wasn't taking food.
No food?
Fish.
See, I think these people have it all wrong with the food. Like, you're playing to win the championship, right? Like, do you really care about coming in third place or seventh place out of the 10?
No. First is only.
Right.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't
Or last, I guess. Last man standing. But, yeah, that's first place.
I kind of feel like as soon as they get, like, if you're going to have trouble getting food, you're not winning.
Right.
Eventually.
Yeah, that's what, and you can only take a max of two. So like,
because I don't know if you've gotten. I mean, eventually, like they do those medical checks, and if some people are so mentally strong that they're like killing themselves and get like super unhealthy, skinny, like because they're not eating, but they won't quit. They still make them quit eventually. Like that can be a
spoiler alert.
Well, I mean that's just a fact of the.
I didn't know they did medical checks.
Yeah. So. To ultimately win, like, you have to be able to find enough food. Like, this starting food stuff's not going to be, not going to help.
So no, it might help you be sixth or fifth. It's not going to, you're not going to win because you had some granola bars.
So I think some of these people get there and they try and ration, like, this original food thing as they get started. My philosophy would be get there and just eat the food you brought pretty much on a regular schedule to help. With the, I can't find as much food right now because there's other tasks I've got to get done first. So I would eat my food kind of quickly as I get the initial stuff done, and then I'm catching food the rest of the time. Like, stay fat, basically, would be my plan.
Stay fat.
Because if you stay fat, you got a chance to win the whole thing.
Well, that's what's funny to me when these guys come in, and this one guy, I think it's season one, he's like, I came in really lean. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, uh-uh. Terrible.
I'd be cramming cake down my throat the week leading up to this thing. Like, I'd do the Davy Hudson plan, get in as worst shape as possible, and then go win a challenge.
Yeah.
Literally. It's like the exact same thing.
1 pound of flour. One of the options is 1/3 pound rice, 1/3 pound sugar, 1/3 pound of salt. Like, that's one thing. Get all three of those.
1/3 of a pound?
Rice, sugar, salt.
That's...
You can go 2 pounds of Gorp. Raisins, chocolate, peanuts, like you said. Now it's on there.
You could get that and then attract animals using it as bait.
2 pounds
Honestly,
of
that's
hardtack like, military biscuits.
You could, like set some raisins underneath a snare and boom, rabbit. Boom, squirrel. Boom, grizzly. Biscuits? What'd you say?
2 pounds of hardtack military biscuits.
Oh, you ever have one of those?
No.
Ooh.
Gross.
Are they actual biscuits, like what we consider
no,
American biscuits?
No.
Or?
It's like a big cracker.
They're hardtack military biscuits. Yeah,
it's the size of a piece of loaf bread, but
yeah,
it's like as dense as cardboard. You ever had an MRE?
MRE.
meal ready to eat?
I have not. I've heard you can't, you know, use the bathroom after those. Stops you up.
Hmm. Very nutritious, though.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big beef jerky guy.
Just checking.
I'm with you though. Like you don't make beef jerky out of fillets. Like it's
yeah, Will.
Sorry, I'm trying to make a meme.
Use the bad. Gotcha. Use the bad meat. You know the.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
Did you guys see that Ford's bringing back the Bronco?
No, are they?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Well, they were going to release it on the anniversary of
OJ. Not on this show. We didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
They were gonna.
Was I here?
They were gonna do like some big release special
because we talked about how it was gonna be
OJ's anniversary of the chase, but then they decided that might offend some people.
It just so happened to be. Wait,
I thought
was it on the anniversary of the chase or on OJ's birthday?
Anniversary of the chase.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought they were doing that on purpose, and they decided, nah, probably a bad idea.
I think the new Bronco might be the best car Ford has ever made. Just looking at it.
Ever?
It's stylish.
I mean, that's pretty.
What about the first one?
I was going to say Model T, maybe. Maybe up there.
I just Mustang, think I just. I Shelby GT. Mustang.
OJ's Focus, birthday is July 9th.
Well, the Shelby Cobra is a
His
Shelby.
Chase was.
June 14th? No.
It was July or June 14th. It was the same day as the Houston Rockets won the final.
There's
and all of those things.
There's a 30 for 30 on just that day.
Yeah, it uses all live news coverage.
Sports history, yeah.
I think that's my top two 30 for 30s. I think I like the Allen Iverson one better.
I just think it's a stylish car.
Okay.
This looks good.
Let's look up some pictures of it.
It's nice. The only thing I don't like is the door being, like, open.
You close it when you drive.
No. Yeah. I figured that part out because it beeps.
You're talking about the one that looks more like a Jeep?
It beeps at you, but yes, the one that literally it has a giant opening in the door.
I think you can put the door on.
Okay.
Just to leave it off.
Well, I mean, it looks off. Like there's a window where your door should be. Like, you have, like, the normal window space, and then there's another hole underneath it. You know what I mean? If you're looking at the passenger side
where
door.
Where the door would be?
No. I mean, genuine, there's a door in the door frame. You have a window, normal hole, and then there's the door, and then there's a hole inside of the door that they have.
I'm not seeing this one.
I saw it on Instagram. It might be a different model or a different make of that Bronco.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah. I told you, I'm not that stupid.
Have you seen...
That's fascinating.
Have you seen Ford versus like Ferrari?
No, I was recently informed that I need to. Apparently, it's a really good flick.
Great movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But no, I guess Shelby... There were Shelbys, then it became the same thing, right? So, like, a 2020 would be a Ford...
Cobra.
Mustang, Shelby, Cobra, all together. Something like that.
Bronco was set to be released on July 9th. It is now being released July 13th, which was yesterday.
So it was his birthday?
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. We'll come back. Final segment. We'll jump around. Wrap up Optimism Tuesday. What is that? Final segment of the program. It's been an Optimism Tuesday.
No, it hasn't. You guys ruined it.
How did we ruin
it? All day. You've done nothing but ruin it. That's not it was true. Ruined.
I've been pretty optimistic.
I've liked this episode.
Is that what we call it? Episode? No.
I like referring to it as
They're
an episode.
Shows. Right?
They're not
right.
Episodes.
It's a radio show.
This is a radio show with episodes.
What do you call a TV show? A TV show that has episodes.
Those are like planned and scripted. Another episode of...
Reality TV. I mean, you could probably make the argument that it's...
Does Alone have episodes? It's not scripted. It does, doesn't
no,
it?
No, yeah. It's episode. It's like episode 2, season 7.
Yeah. They might be onto something. Episode July 14th.
Episode.
Well, really, you would just find the actual number of how many shows we've ever done and then just put that number in.
Well, you could have seasons, though.
That's true.
This is the 2020
like,
season.
Even, like, Conan has episodes and seasons.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever heard of a What like Joe Rogan's podcast, is it like episode 8?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. Yeah. I like for my Believe in Titans show, we do episodes.
Yeah, he's on episode 1000. Yeah,
come to
something?
Think of it, when we did Dan Harrelson's podcast, was episode this, episode that.
Wow.
We just usually use the date for shows when we podcast, when we post podcasts, because it that just kind of wraps it all up.
Mm-hmm. Episode it is.
Mm.
Good job, everyone.
I wonder how many. If is each hour a different episode?
No.
No.
Okay.
So we have 3 hour episodes.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily say it like that. We have an episode that's 3 hours long, is probably how I'd phrase it, but.
Yeah. Like, we go to commercial breaks, and then. Just like a TV show.
I know how. A TV what?
Just like a TV show?
Like a TV episode? Hmm. Fascinating. But yeah, this episode is ruined by. You keep going, oh, JG got killed on that play. Like, JG can't win. Oh,
I did not say it that way.
I could see 30. I don't know about 40.
That was Descartes. That was not us.
I stood up for the Vols on that one. I thought that was like, crazy. I can see 30, but 40's a little out of my range.
I'm just. There's enough going wrong in the world.
Okay.
I just want
How
to
about
feel-
some optimism? JT Daniels got cleared for Georgia, right? If he doesn't get cleared, doesn't that make us more worried that Cade Mays won't get cleared?
Yes.
Even though he's a quarterback, because they already have a quarterback, don't we, and that's only one team, obviously, we play with our team every game, so don't we kind of want Cade Mays more than, wouldn't we rather them both be eligible, is what I'm saying, than them both not be eligible?
Yes, I think Cade Mays helps us more than JT Daniels helps Georgia.
What I'm saying is even if because he's a quarterback, that's not true, because it's us.
I'm just saying I think Georgia's going to be pretty damn good no matter what.
Because it's us. Yeah. Like, I still think the better scenario is they're both eligible than neither are eligible. And now I don't see how the NCAA can say Cade Mays isn't eligible.
Right.
They came, I mean.
Well, wasn't that part of the deal with Solomon, though? Like, Harbaugh didn't want to sign off on it, didn't want to admit that, like, he had a reason to transfer. Like, I wonder if Kirby Smart and the gang down there are, like, you know, behind the scenes saying, no.
Maybe. I mean, they went on record and said they weren't going to contest it. That doesn't necessarily mean they're helping him out. But I don't think you make that comment if you're actually not doing that, just if it were to come out, because that could hurt you in the long run in recruiting. If it's like, oh yeah, I said I'm helping get, I'm not stopping you from getting cleared at Tennessee, but then word came out that he was actually trying to undermine what he said and not allow a player to transfer. With today's climate, that would, even though they are having probably the best recruiting class.
Didn't Arizona State do that too with Plavsic?
I don't know if they came out and said they weren't contesting it. I just know we kind of from the get go said.
I thought, what's the
their
guy's
AD
name?
Was a
Ray,
big old bleep.
He's a jerk, man. What was that guy's name? Called former a pariah.
It's the same guy that had the issues with Hurley. I don't remember. Anderson.
Ray Anderson.
Yeah,
Mr. Anderson. Yeah, I felt like he was kind of trying to keep that from happening.
Well, I forgot, like, we recently talked about it, but they had that one booster that was basically, was it groping or just sexually harassing?
Yeah, I think there was groping and inappropriate comments and so on and so forth.
What do you guys think about the WNBA reigning MVP wanting to opt out of the season because she has Lyme disease? She says her doctor says she's high risk, but the WNBA's panel of doctors says, no, you're not high risk.
I mean, I think it's her choice, right? Like,
is she still wanting to get paid? Is that the problem?
I'm sure she is, but I don't know what I mean. That's going to be another legal battle, I'm sure.
The CDC doesn't have Lyme disease on the
as a pre-existing risk condition. Yeah.
So that's, I guess, where the panel is siding.
Hmm.
I mean, no one has to play, but you don't get paid. Like, I guess she's wanting to get paid. That's got to be the problem.
Everybody's wanting to work. Or not work and get paid for it.
Yeah. Well, we kind of set that precedent, which kind of sucks.
Yeah. Ed Orgeron
It'll.
Says, we need this season, and I think we're going to play. He also said he would be willing to take his team to a cow pasture and play if needed.
Did he say go Tigers afterwards?
He always does.
Sure.
Go Tigers.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
I think Louisiana's got the highest infection rate per capita. Or is it just cases per capita? Yeah. But you really don't hear about that much in the news.
Off the Bench. I don't think I've ever heard that show.
Off the Bench?
Hmm.
What's that?
I don't know. It's the show Orgeron went on.
Oh. Gotcha.
He said that he thinks Greg Sankey's done a tremendous job.
Hmm.
I think he's going to get all the information possibly?
Huh. I probably just missed.
I don't know. It is at O. Possibly to make the best decision for the SEC, but I'll say this again. This is not my decision, but it's my own personal opinion. We need to play football.
Yeah, him and Close Captionings.
I can't wait to play football. We need this season. I think we'll play football.
Don't have the best relationship.
He and who?
Close Captionings.
Oh, yeah.
Louisiana had that spike right out of the gate, and then it went down and stayed flat for a while, and then the case has been spiking lately. However, the deaths have not. The deaths spiked with the first spike, and they've been flat during this last one. So that's good news for that state.
Is Knox County a hot spot now?
He got called that by somebody. I don't remember which report that was.
I don't either. We didn't do our coronavirus update today.
Yeah, I was trying to grab some numbers here right at the horn. Tennessee, state of Tennessee yesterday had 3,314 daily cases, which was
yesterday?
The highest ever. Yeah.
Knox County had 42 new cases yesterday.
Deaths, though, were only 8. So that was low, and the day before they only had 3. So
this says Knox County is now at 13 deaths.
Okay. Still more suicides. Heard about 2 more yesterday. Very, very sad. Great Optimism Tuesday episode.
Yeah, you blew it.
We'll try to do better tomorrow. The Blitz is next right here on Fan Run Radio. Your